Phillies Comfort Services. Green Jackets third baseman David McCabe is sizzling. He's hit two home runs in the last two games. Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game, courtesy of Stokes Hodges Auto Group. Key one, no pun intended. Alexander Tenen got his first hit in his first game as a Green Jacket yesterday. Key two, over the hump. The Green Jackets are 0-4 at games where they could have moved to over 500 this season since opening day. Let's get it, boys. Key three, 21-7. The Green Jackets picked up their 21st win of the year yesterday, making it 14 victories in this month alone. Ladies and gentlemen, here are your single A Carolina League standings as they stand currently. Green Jackets even at 500 in the South Division. Let's keep moving up. A big thank you tonight to Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company for tonight's Everywhere Belt Bag giveaway. It's also Braves Bus Fest and Feature Friday. Make sure to try the Sonora Dog at the Back Nine Grill. Plus, we have half-priced drafts over at the Keg Stand until 8 p.m. All drafts are half-price this Friday night. Fans, if you are the owner of a silver Chevy Trax with the Alabama tag 398CORH with a handicap tag in the windshield, you are blocking a lane of traffic over at the Crown Plaza outside the ballpark. Again, if you are the owner of a silver Chevy Trax, Alabama tag 398CORH, please go outside the ballpark and move your car. And if not, the police department will probably move it for you. Thank you. Fans, be sure to try the Sonora hot dog. It is delicious. It is available over at the Back Nine Grill tonight. It's got bacon, avocado, charro bean, some tomato, and man-made bean. And it's good. It's $10 over at the Back Nine Grill. The Sonora dog is so delicious. Fans, don't miss Super Splash Day on June 14th. July 22nd is the 17th Annual Military Appreciation Night. Come out and celebrate CSRA service members and veterans.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet gula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
This is morning. Welcome into the TaxSlayer pregame show here at SRB Park in beautiful North Augusta, South Carolina. Green Jackets looking to make it 3 wins in a row against Kannapolis this evening, trying to build on the back of last night's 4-3 victory. The Green Jackets gave up the first couple of runs on a Bryce Willits two-run homer, but were able to score the next four, courtesy of Nick Clarno and David McCabe, both going deep of their own. Ellison Joseph picked up the save while John Carlos Lara got the win tonight. Two top pitching prospects take the mound as Owen Murphy, the Friday night starter all year, will get the nod for Augusta. He'll be going up against Tanner McDougal, coming off his best outing of the season, but a player who the Green Jackets pieced up earlier this year, 3 weeks ago today. It's the Phoenix Printing pregame player feature portion of our TaxSlayer pregame show, and today I was able to catch up with a new addition to the team as of 2 weeks ago, Bryson Worrell. We'll take a listen to that when we come back, and then it'll be Green Jackets baseball here on Valley Live and the Green Jackets Radio Network.
It's time for today's Phoenix Printing player feature. Nathan Strauss joined by one of the newer additions to this Augusta team, Bryson Worrell. How's it going?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. So you come down to Augusta after a week in Pensacola with the AA team as your first action in affiliated baseball. Before we get into like the whole history and how you got here, what was that like, you know, starting off seeing AA pitching right out of the bat?
That was awesome. It was definitely a unique challenge going straight from the complex league straight to AA. Definitely saw some guys. Saw a guy, Yuri Perez, who made his debut for the Marlins not too long after. So it was a really interesting challenge, and I really enjoyed my time there.
How'd your ABs go against Perez?
I didn't hit against him, but I did face a guy from Biloxi who was throwing like 102-mile-an-hour sinkers, so that was interesting.
You don't really see that much of that here in the Carolina League, although maybe there will come a time when you get something like that. So now let's get to know, who is Bryson Worrell? So you grow up in the eastern part of North Carolina. What's the baseball scene like there?
It's a really competitive baseball scene. You got definitely some good colleges in that area. I went to East Carolina. All the Carolina schools, honestly, are really good at baseball. But high school baseball is really competitive there. It's a really big thing. And, you know, I've been playing baseball all my life, and I still love it to this day.
Was your heart set on going and playing in college, or was there ever a part of you that thought, hey, you know, if my name gets called in the high school portion of the draft coming out of high school, that would be something that you would have considered then?
No, I kind of always saw myself going to college. I don't think I was mature enough out of high school to go play professional baseball right away. So going to college was definitely the right move for me. It's been 5 years there, so I would say I loved it. But yeah, I think it really helped me to be the player I am today.
As someone who also took the 5-year plan, I fully endorse that. I mean, look, no one ever graduates. No one ever looks back on their college years and thinks, man, I wish I spent less time in college, right?
Right, exactly.
Why ECU for you?
I think it was the coaching staff more than anything. Growing up, I was really a UNC baseball fan. I always went to their games, and didn't really hear much about ECU until Coach Cliff Godwin got there. My travel ball coach had connections with him and got in touch with him, and once I started talking to him and the other coaches, started learning more about the program, I knew that was the right place for me.
You get there and you end up getting the extra year of eligibility because of obviously the COVID season as well. How did you see yourself growing from freshman year to your super senior year?
I think the two big things were, first, my first couple years were getting stronger in the weight room, stuff like that. But I think the biggest thing that I had to overcome was my mental, abilities. I struggled a lot my first years in college, and I think that took a toll on me mentally. So I had to really learn how to grow up, take the losses, take your bad at-bats, and learn from those. And then later in my career, I think that really helped me out and be successful.
What did you major in?
I have a major in health fitness specialist with a minor in nutrition.
Very nice. So you're all about, you know, I mean, once you start getting in that weight room, it's sort of an easy, you're sort of practicing what you're learning in the classroom.
Yeah, I definitely found a passion in the weight room for sure.
What's the college atmosphere like at ECU?
It's a small town. You know, the college is kind of the it part of the town, and which is really awesome. If you'd go to a baseball game, you notice the crowds, it's always packed. The crowd's really into it, and so that really makes for an enjoyable experience as a student there.
And obviously, they are, you know, the rare school that, you know, baseball is pretty much their sport. I mean, it's obviously it's a D1 school, but they're very baseball heavy, and you were part of a program that accomplished some pretty remarkable things. Do you have a favorite on-field experience?
Probably the winning the regional last year. I think winning the regionals in general at home were really a big accomplishment. And in 2019, we ended up losing the first game to Quinnipiac, and then we won, I think, four straight games after that to win the regional. And also last year, just for me personally, I had a pretty good regional there, and that was a really fun experience.
How does the environment of playing in front of college fans compare to what you're getting now in affiliated baseball?
It's definitely, I feel like the crowd like knows you more. It's more personal, so you have a lot of people in the outfield like talking to you all the time, which I still get this here. I mean, the fans here are awesome. We obviously have, I think, the leading the attendance in minor league baseball, I think, maybe.
In single A.
Yeah, in single A. So, I mean, it's a really good atmosphere. Like last night on Thursday, we had a really good crowd, so I think it's pretty comparable, honestly.
Andrew Keck was telling us the story of when he was playing at Ole Miss and playing in right field. He had to private his Instagram and make sure that you know, his family members were kept out of it. It didn't work. But he was talking about how much he enjoyed that experience. Do you like the sort of, you know, obviously from college to minor league baseball, the sort of the way that fans play a part in these towns? Because sort of like ECU, Augusta, not really a major sports town. This is sort of where people go.
Yeah, I think that's part of the game too, having that banter with the crowd, you know, get kind of talking to people. It makes the game fun. Sometimes the game can go in a lull in the middle innings, and I think it kind of helps you lock in as a player because you can like mentally take a break, you talk to fans in between that batch or something, and then boom, you turn around and the next pitch is coming.
So you get to Augusta a few weeks ago, you spend the weekend, you spend 4 or 5 days with AA Mississippi. You fly up, you get in at the start of the previous homestand, so I guess going on 2.5 weeks ago. 0-7, first couple of games, and then the third game, you crank one out. Your first hit as a Green Jacket ends up going over the Tax Slayer Terrace. What did it feel like once you got that sort of first hit and also having it be your first homer?
That felt really good. That thing they say that's the hardest hit to get is the first one. So I knew it would come eventually. I didn't know it would be a home run, but you just got to get in there. You got to have confidence and just keep swinging.
And since then, you've reached, I believe, in all but one game since then. You've reached now in, I think, 6 straight. You've also stolen 5 bases. Looking at how you would describe yourself as a player, what would you say your greatest strengths are?
I think it just bring energy to the game anywhere they can, whether it be on the bases, on defense, at the plate. Really just trying to be that spark plug for the team.
And now when it comes to sort of getting used to this locker room and fitting in with these guys, you had spring training this last year to get to know some of these people. But what's it like, you know, in college, you obviously you get to know pretty much your whole team and then know exactly who's going to be sticking around and who's not going to be there. Is it different trying to get adjusted to life in an affiliated clubhouse like this from that perspective?
I think it's the same and it's different. You know, I know a lot of these guys from my draft class, so we kind of grew close over the last year. But then there is that business aspect to it where you never know when a guy could be sent up to the next level and a guy that you could be literally living with can just go the next day. So it makes it interesting.
When it comes to your draft class and when you signed – what were the conversations like between you, your agent, and the Braves, and what made you pick the Braves as your landing spot?
I had a really good relationship with the area scout, Billy Best, and he has a good relationship at East Carolina. I think he played there, and so I think it's really a no-brainer once they call. Like, all the affiliates are kind of close to home, too, so once he made the call and asked me if I wanted to sign with the Braves, I think it was a no-brainer.
You mentioned being close to home. Do you have siblings?
I have a younger brother, yes.
Very nice. Has he and your parents been able to come out to some of the games?
My parents came to Myrtle Beach last week, and that's a little closer to home than Augusta, but I think they're definitely going to make it down for the next home center.
North Carolina kids, so what's the cookout order? What's the tray?
I think I go with a big double or a double burger tray, just ketchup on the burger with the white fried cheddar bites and Cajun fries.
That's very similar to mine. I go with hush puppies instead of the fries, but you're pretty much spot on.
A huge Cheerwine.
And yep, half the stadiums in this league serve Cheerwine. I'd never had it before coming down here, and now I'm kind of hooked. It's like the best part of.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Last thing, your walk-up song. Why'd you pick it? And what are the vibes that you're looking to get when you're getting up in the batter's box?
I guess there was no really reason or particular reason why I picked it. I think I was like listening to the song on the way over to the field that day. And you kind of put me on the spot when you asked me what walk-up song would be. So I was like shuffling through my phone trying to find a song, and then it came on. I was like, that's a pretty good intro.
So it's been working so far. I mean, even when you have a couple at bats where you don't get hits, you still end up getting hit. I think you've been hit now like 4 or 5 times in like 2 weeks. So
yeah, I'll take it.
Keep wearing them. Thanks for talking, Bryson. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Green Jackets baseball when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Valley Live.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field
to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Beautiful national anthem complete, and we are almost ready for first pitch here tonight at SRP Park. My name is Nathan Strauss. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Green Jackets Baseball. It is a Braves BuzzFest here in North Augusta. Green Jackets taking the field wearing their Friday night red to celebrate the connection with their big brothers in Atlanta. Owen Murphy takes the mound, coming off of his first professional win in his last outing. A week ago today in Myrtle Beach, he gave up a leadoff home run to Christopher Morel and then retired 15 of the next 17 batters he would face. He gave up one run, three hits, and struck out a season-high six. And for the first time all season, no walks either for the 19-year-old out of Illinois. The number two overall prospect in the Braves organization will be matched up with Tanner McDougal, a fifth-round pick in 2021 for the White Sox. The Green Jackets pieced him up earlier this year, hitting him for five runs in two and a third innings of work. They walked six times as he failed to make it out of the third inning. However, McDougal is coming off of his best outing of the season last week against the Carolina Mudcats. Dawson Diamond is behind the plate. He has caught every game of Owen Murphy's this year, and that has been a deliberate choice. Diamond, on the older side, just celebrated a birthday last week, turned 24, but brings a big mental component to the game. He knows just how to get guys to focus up and knows what they need to produce at their best, and that's why he catches a lot of the younger arms on this team. He throws down to second. We get set to go here with Jordan Sprinkle, who has reached in every game so far this series and stolen a base in all three games as well, set to lead it off. Sprinkle, Brian Ramos, and Tim Elko are batting one through three today for the fourth consecutive game. Kannapolis comes in wearing their road blues with the gray pants, Green Jackets in the white pants with the red jerseys, blue letters, and the blue caps. The ready Murphy delivers. First pitch strike right down the heart of the plate at 90 miles an hour as we are underway on this Friday evening. Green Jackets 21-21 on the back of two consecutive wins. And the 0-1 grounded towards third. David McCabe fields it comfortably and fires to get him by a step. And there's the first out of the game. David McCabe again at third. EJ Exposito at short. Francisco Floyd got the night off on his birthday yesterday. He is at second. Justin Janis at first. Ethan Werkinger also got the day off yesterday. He's in left. Tyler Collins in center. And Jair Casanova in right and batting cleanup for the Green Jackets. Brian Ramos, 1-for-8 this series, also got yesterday off. The man who is here with Kannapolis on a rehab assignment takes a big swing and a miss there. 91 from Murphy. Ramos, 1-for-8, reached on a couple of errors on Tuesday night. The 0-1 hesitated and took it for a ball. Kannapolis won the first game of the series 6-1. Green Jackets have won the last two, picking up a 4-3 win yesterday and a 7-1 win on Wednesday night. The 1-1 pitch out in front and spoils it. It's 1-2. The man behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, Michael Corbett, as Chris Jenke goes from behind the plate to the bases this evening. Murphy ahead in the count 1-2 on Ramos. And the pitch waved at and missed. Strike three, got him with the breaker. And there is his first strikeout of the day. Got five of them last week. Five innings of one run ball, three hits, and five strikeouts. And no walks, and he's picking up right where he left off. Two up, two down so far, and that'll bring up Tim Elko, having a relatively quiet series by his standards, 3 for 12 with 2 doubles and 5 strikeouts. Doubled home the winning run on Tuesday. And Elko will take ball one. When these two teams met earlier this year, Murphy gave up 4 runs, 6 hits, but only 2 of those runs were earned, as some fielding errors behind him ended up costing him in the run column. 1-0 on the inside corner. These two matched up exactly 3 weeks ago today. Murphy and McDougal, the starter for Kannapolis today. Couple of Friday night starters. 1-1. Tipped foul to the netting by Tim Elko out of Ole Miss, a big part of their College World Series run last year. Ole Miss and Mississippi State, as we've talked about before, the last two national champions from the SEC, were the only two teams not to make the SEC postseason tournament this year. The college sports world ever shifting. 1-2 pitch tipped to the backstop, and it bounces all the way back into the batter's box, and Elko's going to have to get that one out of there. Murphy on the mound. 6-1, 190. A young 19 years of age. Just over 19 and a half. Won't turn 20 until September. 1-2, breaking ball. Same pitch that fanned Ramos, the batter before, and Elko lays off of it. Two two, taken low, and the count goes full. If there's any knock on Tim Elko's performance this year, it is the strikeout to walk ratio. He has struck out almost 5 times more than he has walked, but he also leads the league in hits, runs batted in, home runs, you name it. The payoff, taken outside and low, ball 4. So just like that, Elko is aboard. He went 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts against Murphy 3 weeks ago and becomes the first base runner of the game. That'll bring up Jacob Burke, who did not see Owen Murphy because he was not yet active for the season. He's had a great series so far, though, reached in all 3 games on a 13-game on-base streak. 5-for-12 this series, hitting just below 350, the reigning Carolina League Player of the Week. The first pitch taken low and away. Janis not even holding on Elko at first. Speed not part of his game, but the slugging certainly is. Had a chance to watch Elko take batting practice today, and he was hitting some moonshots that might have crossed the South Carolina border. 1-0, taking high 2-0, and Diamond's going to go out here and have a quick chat with Murphy, perhaps, or just try and settle him down. Fastball for Murphy typically sits 89 to 92, 93. Slider and a curveball also in play for the young right-hander. 2-0 pitch. Grooves it in there for a strike, 2-1. No score here, just underway on this Friday night. Mostly cloudy here. The pitch. Taken for a ball. Couldn't have missed by that much here, and was indeed just a little bit low. So 3-1 to Burke. The pitch is taken high, ball 4. Back-to-back walks here with 2 away. And there are 2 aboard now for Baldwin. 0-for-9 with 5 strikeouts this series, but he did triple in a run against the man on the mound when these two teams met a couple weeks ago. Baldwin went 1-for-1 with a triple and a walk against Murphy. The Green Jackets won the game, which Murphy pitched against McDougal, by a score of 6-5. They scored all 6 runs in the 3rd inning of that game. The first pitch here in the zone for a strike. Baldwin hitting .245. 3 homers, 21 runs batted in. Men on first and second with 2 outs in the top of the first. No score. 0-1. Cut on and missed. Snap throw to first. They nearly had him, and Burke lost his helmet trying to get back to the bag. Janis wasn't covering, and Burke, with a runner ahead of him at second, did the smart thing in getting back quickly, but typically with a runner at second, there's never really a time where you're going to get held on as that base runner at first. And you can take as big a lead as you want, more or less. And they tried to catch him napping there. 0-2 with two away. Pitch. Swung on and missed at a pitch in the dirt. And the side is retired. Murphy strikes out two and strands a pair in his first half inning. The score, Kannapolis 0, Green Jackets coming up when we come back on Bally Live and the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
So washed up and all my friends. We've got Jingle All the Way, Predator, and the Terminator.
Back here at SRP Park for the bottom of inning number one. Murphy walked two batters with two away and then struck out the final batter of that frame to leave him aboard. And the Green Jackets will be going up against Tanner McDougal, the Las Vegas, Nevada native, who was picked in the fifth round a couple of years ago. 6'5", 185, just 20 years of age. As he takes the mound, coming off of his best start of the season, a record of 0-1, a 3.06 ERA, but a whip of 1.7, which is inflated by his absolutely atrocious walk numbers. He does not give up a lot of contact. Teams are hitting just 170 against him, but 19 walks on the season to just 11 hits has been the primary method of damage against him. The Green Jackets know that quite well, as Ethan Werkinger in to lead it off. In 2 1/3 innings against Augusta, he walked 6, gave up 5 runs, and struck out 3. He only gave up 3 hits, but the free passes were what did him in those 2 1/3 innings. This is start number 7 for him on the year. He has made it out of the third inning on just 3 of the previous 6. Werkinger takes a ball down and away. Really good fastball velo for him between 93 and 98 miles an hour. And a big looping breaking ball as well. And a changeup, which he'll mix in from time to time too. The pitch grounded foul. Werkinger got the night off yesterday. 1-for-8 on the series with a couple of strikeouts. 0-for-his-last-6. Count evens up here 2-2. On deck, Justin Janis. The pitch, breaking ball, lined over the head of the shortstop, sprinkle, and into left field for a base hit. He nearly was able to come away with that one, but it just had the height to escape the leaping Sanchez, actually, at short today. Rather than Sprinkle, Sanchez will take over at short. Jordan Sprinkle at second. Brian Ramos at third. Tim Elko at first. Luis Pineda behind the plate. Glass is in left field with Burke in center and Laureano in right. First pitch swinging as it's lined to the third baseman, and they double up Ethan Werkinger. Hard hit, and Ramos was right on the spot to throw back to Elko. So the old-fashioned 5-3 line-out double play, and just like that, there's two away. David McCabe next to the plate. He has been on fire, batting .500 this series, 6-for-12 with a couple of homers. And he'll miss here. McCabe, a homer in each of the last two nights. He's driven in 4 this series. The switch hitter batting as a lefty. 0-1, fouled off. It's 0-2. 5 of his 6 homers have come from this side of the plate. Although McDougal yet to allow a long ball this year. 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So the Green Jackets end up sending up the minimum against McDougal, who gets a line-out double play after the leadoff single by Werkinger. Pineda, Glass, and Laureano do up against Owen Murphy when we come back. No score, top of the second on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Sometimes I wonder where our lives go.
Tossing out some t-shirts. Thanks to
back here in North Augusta for the top of inning number two. Owen Murphy back out to the mound. He'll have Luis Pineda, Logan Glass, and Janabio Laureano do up this frame. Green Jackets got the first hit of the game on Ethan Werkinger's leadoff single in the bottom of inning number one, but Justin Janis lined into a double play. And then David McCabe struck out on three pitches. So leading it off, the catcher, Pineda, 0 for 4 with a strikeout on Wednesday, his second game of the series.
Now batting for the Cannonballers.
He's a guy who possesses some real power in that bat. Talked about watching batting practice today, and he can rake. And he'll take a ball just off the bottom of the plate. And he also drives in a lot of runs, hitting in the middle of the lineup. 13 hits this season, but 11 runs batted in. Late to that one, and it's 1-1. The team that has scored first in this series has lost all three games. We'll see if that trend continues tonight. 1-1. Cut on and missed. He chased a rising fastball there. As he will call timeout and step out of the box. Kannapolis comes into today. Now 3.5 games back of Columbia for the Carolina League South lead. Columbia 10 games over 500. They have won their last three games, and they're 26-16 coming into this evening. 1-2 taken for a ball, couldn't have missed by much, and indeed it actually was in the zone. And interesting to note, with this umpire behind the plate, it's the same umpire and catching combination of the other day, and we'll mention why that's important in a minute. 2-2 driven to center field and deep. Going back is Collins to the track, and that's going to be off the batter's eye for a monster home run. 430 feet from Luis Pineda. 105 miles an hour off the bat. That was crushed on a pitch that he shouldn't have been able to see after the previous pitch was well in the zone. Going back to the umpire and catching combo. On Wednesday night, when Spencer Schwellenbach was on the mound, Brian Ramos was in a 3-2 count. He swung and missed at a pitch and ended up getting awarded first base on catcher's interference. He hit Dawson Diamond in the wrist with a swing that was way after the pitch had come in, as Murphy gets a strike in on Glass. Diamond actually had his wrist swell up so much that he was having a hard time even swinging the bat. It's back down to normal by today, as this one swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Then one at-bat later in the next inning, a 3-2 count had a pitch called for a ball that was almost right down the middle, and that runner ended up scoring two batters later on a double. So the only run that Spencer Schwellenbach allowed in that game actually could have been called out on strikes, and there you have a home run given up by Murphy to Pineda on a ball that was absolutely demolished, not to take anything away from the swing, but the previous pitch was well inside the zone, and it should have been strike three called. But that's baseball, and strike zones will shift from time to time. 1-2 taken away, 2-2. And, of course, the umpires at this level and really all across minor league baseball are still in the development process as well. 2-2. Swing and a miss. There is strikeout number three. Murphy allowed the first homer of the season last week against Rafael Morel and then proceeded to retire 15 of the next 17 batters he faced. And talked to him about it after the game. He went five innings last time, his longest outing of the season. And he pitches at his best when he's having fun on the mound. First pitch fouled off by Genabio Laureano. 0-2 with a couple of walks on Wednesday. And for a guy who's still in his first full season of baseball, Murphy has done a really good job of pushing back through some adversity. Sometimes he gives up some soft contact that lands his hits, and as he mentioned in the game against Kannapolis a couple of weeks ago, ended up getting hurt by two errors in the field behind him, but learning how to battle through things like that makes people great, and he has shown a lot of mettle over the course of this year. 0-2 on Laureano, the pitch caught on and missed. He was not even in the same zip code as that fastball, and there is strikeout number four. Just two outs into the second inning for Owen Murphy. So two away, one run home. As Wilbur Sanchez is the nine man today, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. A two out, two strike RBI double at that in Wednesday's contest. He was the man actually who brought home the player who reached on that walk that maybe should have been a strikeout. And he is late to this fastball. Hitting 198, just 2 cents below that Mendoza line. Getting to the point of the season where guys are getting over that 20-25 game mark and individual games start appearing less and less on the slash line. You think about it in the beginning of the season when the numbers are lower, the sample size is smaller. A lot of the times it takes a lot less to have someone jump up from 200 to 250, for example. Beautiful 1-1 curve in for a strike two. And now we're at the point where one or two good nights does not really alter the stat line. Similarly, one or two bad nights doesn't show up as much. And those numbers will continue to even out. That's the law of large numbers. Speaking of large numbers, Murphy looking for strikeout five. It's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He fans his second batter, third batter in a row. Five in the first two innings for Murphy. As Kannapolis does get a run, though, on the solo shot by Pineda. 1-0 Kannapolis going to the bottom of inning number two here in SRP Park in North Augusta.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Owen Murphy has struck out five of the six batters he has retired so far in this one, but the only hit against him to date in this game went off the batter's eye in center field, and that has given Kannapolis a 1-0 lead here in inning number two. 4, 5, and 6 due up here for the Green Jackets in the bottom of the second, going up against Tanner McDougal. Jair Casanova, EJ Exposito, and Jeremy Celedonio, the three set to bat. Casanova riding a 17-game on-base streak, the longest such streak in the league. First pitch curveball in for a strike. Last night, Casanova 0-for-3 with a walk. He drove in a run with an RBI ground out, also grounded into a double play with the bases loaded. The 0-1 pitch taken low, 1-1. Casanova has loved hitting against Kannapolis so far this season. He has 9 runs batted in in six games against Kannapolis. Nine of his 20 on the season have come against the Cannonballers. It's a 1-2 count now. For the youngster out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. 1-2, taken high. McDougal struck out McCabe to end the frame in inning number one. Casanova hitting .229, four homers. The pitch. Breaking ball, got him. Beautiful curve. And there is the second strikeout for McDougal. Talked about the walks being the big indicator for McDougal's success or failure. The Green Jackets drew six walks off of the Nevada back in early May. But when the walk numbers are low, he typically has good success because of his excellent strikeout stuff, and he misses a ton of bats. Hasn't given up more than three hits in a game this season.
Yeah.
1-0 the count. Surely he is happy right now with the Vegas Golden Knights. Goes to 35 or so games a year out there at T-Mobile Arena. They are a game away from the Stanley Cup Finals. 1-1 to Exposito. Flown in the air, shallow right field. First baseman Elko backpedaling towards the foul line, and he will make the catch about 8 feet behind the infield dirt. Next to the plate, Jeremy Celedonio got the day off yesterday. 0-for-8 this series with 7 strikeouts, trying to get off the schneid here.
Now batting for the Green Jackets.
0-for his last 10. A week ago today, he had 3 hits. He drove in 3 runs, including a homer, and since then he is hitless. So looking to break that slump here with no one on and two away. 1-0 Kannapolis on top. First pitch curveball taken for a ball. Well, that was, looking at our electronic strike zone, that was more or less right down the middle. That was in that upper middle quadrant. And that one in the same place, and it's taken for a ball. Wow, this is quite the zone that we've got going on so far for Michael Corbett. At least it's been consistent both ways, but McDougal now looking fastball perhaps here down in the count 2-0. The pitch taken up and away 3-0. All three of the pitches in this bat have gotten a piece of the plate. But that is baseball, right? And that's the beauty of the game, is that sometimes things are different from night to night. Big green light hack there with down 3-0 with, rather up in the count 3-0 with no one aboard, and it's 3-1. Celedonio leads the Green Jackets in walks. Hitters count, 3-1 pitch. Cut on and missed. Just grooved the fastball in there at 95. And on this broadcast, we try to keep it impartial. It's never a slight on the umpires themselves, but we've got a pitch clock violation to end the inning. Well, we give the umpires the benefit of the doubt, and then we have this inning end like on a automatic balls and rather a pitch clock violation. Strike three. I'm not sure how to put that in the book. I mean, it's a strikeout on an automatic ball, but it's neither here nor there. We head to the top of the third. Murphy with 5 strikeouts back out to the mound when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and Wow TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Lower. All right.
back here for the top of inning number three. Owen Murphy back out to the mound. Green Jackets have sent up the minimum to the plate in each of their two frames so far. And for Kannapolis, it'll be the top of the lineup due up. Sprinkle, Ramos, and Elko, the three set to bat against Owen Murphy. The roster moves came in today. Just one roster move for Kannapolis, putting relief pitcher Fronder Verros on the 7-day IL and adding a new player to the team, Ethan Hammerberg, which is first and foremost just an absolutely tremendous baseball name, especially for a pitcher. Pitched six games in the Arizona Complex League last year, did not give up a run, just one hit in six innings of work, as missing on a bunt attempt is Sprinkle. It's 0-1. Sprinkle grounded out to David McCabe to begin the frame, rather to begin the game, excuse me. Flown into right field. Casanova awaits and makes the catch. One away. Hammerberg, who will likely see at some point either today or tomorrow, is 6'5", 250.
Now batting for the
20th rounder in last year's draft out of Ohio State. Someone with a lot of potential. Has taken the first pitch up here is Brian Ramos, speaking of a lot of potential. Ramos, one of the top prospects in this organization, here on a rehab assignment. 1-0. Breaking ball taken. 2-0. This is a minuscule strike zone for both arms in this game so far. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Might have crossed up Dawson Diamond there because it hits him in the helmet and goes all the way back to the backstop. Murphy the 2-1. Taken low, 3-1. Looking forward to seeing Ethan Hammerberg tonight, perhaps. This one is driven to right field. Casanova running towards the line. He reaches up and makes the catch in fair territory for the second out. And a long way to cover there. And was able to get there in time.
Now batting for the Cannonballers, number 30.
Speaking of balls and strikes and the strike zone in general, we're about a month into the season now in AAA, where they have introduced the automatic balls and strikes system with a challenge system in place, where each team gets a certain number of challenges, where if they are successful, they can use them whenever they want, or however many times they want, as Elko chops this one foul past Patrick Leyland down the third base line. Basically, the umpire gives a balls and strikes call, and if the batter disagrees with it, they have 2 seconds after the pitch to ask for a challenge. Then it goes to the automatic balls and strikes system. This one's fouled off in the netting 0-2. And it's being met with rave reviews because it keeps the human element to the game. It makes umpires better, but also gives the opportunity for batters and pitchers both to use their knowledge. 0-2. Caught on and missed, strike three. Sixth strikeout for Murphy in three innings of work as he gets Kannapolis in order in the top of inning number three. Well, more on umpires, balls and strikes, and all that's to come in the bottom of the third. Diamond, Collins, Floyd due up when we come back. Green Jackets down. A buck nothing.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win, sometimes we try to fit it all in, sometimes we don't know what's in store, sometimes we find what we're looking for, sometimes we're rolling in.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Happy birthday, Jackson Reed, turning the big 1-0. Also, happy birthday, Charles Branham.
Bottom of the third, Green Jackets down 1-0 to Kannapolis, with the Cannonballers getting their run on their only hit of the game, a Luis Pineda solo bomb to lead off the second inning. 7-8-9 due up. Dawson Diamond steps in and lines the first pitch in the left field for a base hit. Dawson Diamond went 0-for-4 the other day, but as he mentioned earlier, he got hit on the wrist in the top of the first inning behind the plate. And his wrist was hurting him so much that he had a hard time swinging with both hands. But he is certainly back as he knocks that one bagger. He's on first. And that'll bring up Tyler Collins. Collins, 2-for-6 this series. 1-for-3 yesterday. He squares the bunt and pushes one down the first baseline. Only play is to the first base bag. A beautiful sacrifice bunt there from TC, who was working on that very thing in batting practice earlier today. And that gets Diamond to second base. That is, by the way, the first sacrifice bunt of the entire season for the Green Jackets. Well, small ball be damned. It is a different era of baseball.
Second baseman, number 15, Francisco.
But Diamond gets to second. In the old days, you used to see that all the time. And I say old days, I mean well before I was born. And there is a debate to be had about whether sacrifice bunting works or not. And we'll give you the numbers for both sides of the argument. As stepping in and taking a ball is Francisco Floyd. By the way, happy belated birthday to Francisco Floyd. Yesterday, celebrated birthday number 21. Felicidades to him. 1-0, taken for a strike. Flood with excellent speed. Here are the numbers, by the way. With a runner on first and no one out, teams on average score 0.85 runs per inning, meaning about 85% of the time you'll get a run across at least. 1-1 is taken down low, but we've got a balk as McDougal, I believe, disengaged with the rubber and then went back on. So the count's still 1-1, but Diamond takes third, setting up the possibility of a productive out here for Floyd. But with a runner on first and no one out, the expected runs based on the last 10 years of data is 0.85. With a runner on second and one out, the expected runs is 0.65. 1-1, breaking ball, a beauty, in for a strike 1-2. That means that teams on average actually have more success trying to play for the base hit rather than use that bunt. There's value in having that extra out. 1-2. That's a nice yakker as Floyd goes down swinging. Fourth strikeout of the day for McDougal. These two pitchers have already fanned 10 batters, and we're not even through the third inning.
Now batting for the Green Jacket, it's number 25, left fielder Ethan Wertinger.
Ethan Wertinger singled in the first with a chance maybe to even up the game here. 1-0, Kannapolis is on top, and Dawson Diamond, who led off the inning with a single, advanced to second on Collins' sacrifice bunt, and then took third on a balk. Green Jackets yet to draw a walk off of McDougal so far. 1-0. In the zone, nice fastball there at 96. Wertinger looks at a ball outside, 2-1. Breaking ball, had him out in front, 2-2. The reason we mentioned those walk numbers is because McDougal hasn't pitched enough innings to qualify for the qualified players leaderboard. But if he did, he would lead it in walks. Two away, though, with Diamond on third. 2-2. Taken. Oh, called strike three as Workinger goes down looking. Fifth strikeout for McDougal. That one on the bottom of the zone. 1-0 Kannapolis through three innings. Top of the fourth coming up when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Owen Murphy retakes the mound here for the top of inning number four, and he has 4, 5, and 6 due up. So far, Murphy, his only blemish has been that home run to Pineda, who he will face as the third batter of this frame. So far, he has given up one hit. He has walked two, but struck out six as he has pitched 48 pitches so far with 31 strikes. Burke leading it off. He walked back in the first. Burke, Baldwin, Pineda, the three set to bat. Green Jackets come in today 21-21. Kannapolis 22-19. This is the fifth time this season the Green Jackets have been at 500. They have been at 1-1, 14-14, 17-17, and 18-18. And they are 0-4 in games where they could get over that 500 mark since opening day. First pitch to Burke, crank to left. And that one's off the apartment building. Burke gets his first home run of the season as he hits that one almost 400 feet. Second homer of the day, and that makes it 2-0. That was demolished. A couple of no-doubter home runs to go along with the six strikeouts now, and it's 2-0 Kannapolis.
Now batting for the Cannonballers, designated hitter Brooks Baldwin.
So Brooks Baldwin next to the plate. He struck out to end the first. Now a 2-0 lead. Kannapolis was up 2-0 in yesterday's contest on a Bryce Willits two-run homer. Murphy misses outside here with the breaking ball. So Murphy, three home runs now given up in the last eight innings of work for him. The pitch taken low. Likely to see Jorge Bautista work tonight. He has often been the one to piggyback behind Murphy's outings. Green Jackets do have a relatively fresh bullpen this evening. Pitch slice foul here, 2-2. Up at the major league level today, it is the Phillies taking on the Braves in Atlanta. A couple of rivals going at it. 2-2. Grounded up the middle. Second baseman Floyd is there. And he retires Baldwin for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Pineda, who got the benefit of a call at the bottom of the zone to keep his at-bat alive and then hit one almost 440 feet, dead center off the batter's eye. Almost looked like what he was doing in batting practice earlier this afternoon. His third homer of the year. He'll take a strike to begin his at-bat now. Again, he has driven in almost one run per every hit he has this season, such as his proficiency at getting runners across. He snaps this one through to the right side for another base hit. Might have broken his bat in the process. It came off the very end, and he is aboard at first. So a two-hit day for Pineda, up to four hits now in the game, rather three now hits for Kannapolis. And Logan Glass, 0-for-7 with six strikeouts in the series, next to the plate. One on here on the top of the fourth. 2-0 is the score. Kannapolis on top by a pair as Glass fouls this one off. This one taken for a ball. Pineda, one step lead off of first, 1-1 pitch. Taken for a ball again, now 2-1. A little bit of shuffling in the Green Jackets bullpen, but no one loosening up just yet. Just some of those elastic bands being stretched out down the line. 2-1 pitch, all the way to the backstop, and Pineda will take second on the wild pitch. Sort of been the tale of, well, I don't want to say the tale of two Owen Murphys tonight, because by and large, you know, he has made two mistake pitches, and both of them ended up in solo home runs. And like he said to me after the game in a post-game interview last week, you know, solo home runs don't kill you. And he is right. The Green Jackets down just 2-0, and he has already struck out six, although there is his third walk of the game as Glass is aboard now. Two on and one away for Ginobbio Laureano. And pitching coach Wes McGuire will come out and visit the mound. Interesting talking with Dawson Diamond, the catcher who has caught Owen Murphy this year, about what he works out with Murphy in these mound visits. And he was talking about how, look, Owen Murphy, first-round pick last year, taken 20th overall, is someone who was just absolutely dominant at every sport he played in high school. Was a quarterback in football, played baseball full-time with a really prodigious program in Rake City out there in the Midwest, and someone who really just didn't give up all that much because of how good he was relative to the competition. So learning how to push through moments like this and lock back in mentally is a crucial piece in the development. If he's got a battle now with runners on first and second and just one away. 2-0 the score, Kannapolis on top. Laureano at the plate. He struck out his first time up. Curveball in for a strike at 74. Sanchez on deck, also struck out back in the first. One away, the 0-1. Taken somewhere for a ball. Another one that got the zone that didn't go the way of the pitcher. Hear some of the baying from the Green Jackets bench wanting a call. 1-1 pitch. Lined over the glove of the third base, rather the shortstop. The throw is coming in from the outfield. It is going to be in time. And they're going to get a force out. It's going to be a single and a force out with Patrick Leyland already in the ear of the umpire, Jenke. He thinks that Pineda got to the bag in time, or possibly that McCabe had his foot off the bag. It looked like the throw beat him there. As Leyland's now getting into it with the umpires. Both managers have already been a little bit frustrated with the men in black tonight, not blue this evening. And now the crowd letting him hear it as well. So Pineda out on the 7-5 putout. It's a single and a force out. That one nearly caught by Exposito, and instead there's two away. So Glass moves to second with Laureano on at first, and Sanchez up at the plate with two away, runners on first and second. 1 run home on the solo shot by Burke. This one gets through the legs of Diamond, and everyone's going to advance to make it second and third with two away. So a single scores a couple of runs here. The other day at the plate with two outs in the second inning, Sanchez doubled home Laureano from first. Laureano with good speed off the bag, now at second base. This one in for strike one and one. Foul one and two. Murphy trying to keep it a two-run game. Up to 67 pitches now through 3 2/3 innings of work. And a 1-2 count on Sanchez. The pitch popped up behind home plate, but drifting out of play. So still 1-2. Glass on third, Laureano on second. Murphy gets the sign. 1-2. Breaking ball, chop foul down the third base line. Cut off by McCabe over in front of the Green Jackets bullpen. Jared Johnson, who pitched last night, is the man standing guard with these unprotected bullpens here at SRP Park. Top of the fourth, 2-0 the score. Kannapolis threatening for more. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He pulled the rug out from underneath him. And there it is. A new career high. 7 strikeouts in 4 innings for Owen Murphy, who leaves a pair aboard. Kannapolis gets one more. It's 2-0 as we head to the bottom of inning number 4. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Justin Janis at the plate leading off this half inning. It is 2-0. Kannapolis on top. 2-0 the count on Justin Janis. Green Jackets with two hits. Dawson Diamond and Ethan Werkinger both with singles. Janis sliding into a double play in the first. McDougal looking very confident on the mound. And he will miss inside here. 3-0 on Janis. 2-for-12 this series with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. McDougal needed just 33 pitches through his first three innings, and that one misses, and Janis is aboard on a four-pitch walk to open up this frame. So for the third time today, the Green Jackets have the leadoff man aboard. First walk surrendered by McDougal.
Now batting for the Green Jackets, third baseman, Maple McCabe.
As that'll bring up David McCabe. McCabe homers on back-to-back nights. Now in a tie for the team lead in runs batted in and home runs. And he'll swing and miss at the first pitch here. McCabe hitting 300 in his last 10 games, 10 for 30. With eight walks in that time frame as well. 0-1, misses inside of the back foot. As McDougal, I think, might have got crossed up there with Pineda or vice versa as they exchange a pair of my bads. Janis, two-step lead off of first, being held on by Elko. And this one line towards the alley in left center field. It is deep. It is gone! Wow! David McCabe for the third straight night leaves the yard. And the Big Maple has done it again. 3-3 for McCabe, and we are all tied up at 2 apiece. A laser beam, 107 miles an hour off the bat, just got over the SRP sign in left center field. And we are all tied up. That ball was still rising as it left the ballpark. The first Green Jackets player this year to homer on three consecutive nights. And with seven home runs, he now moves into a tie for second place in the Carolina League in long balls. Casanova chops this one off his foot. And it is a foul ball. We're all tied up at two. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Casanova goes down meekly there for his second strikeout. This game is now, you know, at this point, been almost even on both sides. McDougal on the mound for Kannapolis has now struck out six men. Owen Murphy struck out seven men and gave up a pair of solo home runs. McDougal gives up that two-run blast as Exposito takes a ball. Each team with two runs on three hits. Each team has both their runs coming off of homers. So we're all tied up here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 to Expo. Checked his swing on a pitch down and in. They appeal to first, no dice. Velo down a little bit for McDougal here in his fourth inning of work. That one checking in at 93. Exposito taken all the way. Gets a 3-0 count to work with here. This series 2-for-10 with a homer and three runs batted in for the LIU product. Also three walks, reached in all three games. And he will take a fastball on the upper inside part of the plate. Nolan Martinez, it appears, is the one who is warming right now in the Green Jackets bullpen down the left field line. 3-1. Nearly hit him, and he will take his base. Second walk of the frame for McDougal as Exposito extends his on-base streak to four games. That'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio, who had a full count before taking a pitch clock violation to end the second inning. Always wondered, you know, eventually, I think there will be a time when the official scoring distinction will make a distinction between strikeouts on swinging and looking and the called third strike on the automatic balls and strikes on the pitch clock, that is. And It still goes in the books as a K. So Celedonio, 0 for 1, 0 for his last 11, with 8 strikeouts in that time. Pickoff throw comes to first. Exposito is back in. An arm is up and warming in the bullpen. First pitch to Celedonio. Big swing and a miss. So we're all tied up at 2 apiece. The 0-1 fouled off the window of the press box, and it rolls about 10 feet to my left. If I had longer arms or the powers of Elastigirl from The Incredibles, I'd reach out and grab it myself. Instead, it'll go to whoever gets there first. 0-2. So Leonio takes high. And we found the fan who's going to go and get that ball, by the way. She hops over the fence and is going to go pick it up. 1-2, breaking ball taken in the dirt. Talking to some folks around the league about Celedonio, some talent evaluators, some scouts, and they say that Celedonio has the kind of power that just can't be taught. 2-2, swung on and missed. Unfortunately, he has the second highest three true outcomes percentage rate in all of minor league baseball. The three true outcomes being a strikeout, a homer, or a walk. 65% of his at-bats end up either as walks, strikeouts, or homers. And unfortunately for him, it's been a little bit more on the strikeout side lately than the homers or the walks. As he goes down for his second strikeout of the day. 7 Ks now for each starting pitcher. As Dawson Diamond a little bit late to that one. Speaking of late, Diamond has been up late recently dealing with his two new puppies. A couple of beautiful, very, very young, short-haired or long-haired dachshunds, I believe. Wiener dogs, more or less, named Louie and Lady. There are pictures of them on the Green Jacket social media accounts. Got to meet them this morning, and I fell in love too. 0-1, in for a strike, 0-2. Green Jackets dugout not happy with that call either, because having seen some of the ones that were not given earlier as strikes, understand their frustration. That one was indeed on the paint, but I think the temperatures have risen a little bit. 0-2. Breaking ball gets over the head of Diamond and out of the glove of Pineda to the backstop, and Exposito will take second on the wild pitch. So a man at second now with two away and a 1-2 count to Diamond. One homer, 9 runs batted in. Drilled his first homer of the year over the left field wall 2 weeks ago against Charleston. 1-2, taken up high. That pitch also in the zone. Going to have to, you know, just turn off this electronic strike zone for my own sake at some point tonight, just given how it's not really being applied and only serves to make me a little frustrated. 2-2, swung on and missed. So if that is indeed the outing for McDougal, it's his 8th strikeout in 4 innings of work, which is a new career high. His previous high was 6. And the Green Jackets do, however, even the score with a 2-run homer for David McCabe. And they're all tied up 4-4 as Nolan Martinez is coming into the game here from the top of the 5th when we come back 2-2.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a lifeline guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
So Nolan Martinez on to the mound. As Owen Murphy's night is done. Murphy goes four innings, taking a look at his final line here. Four innings of work, three hits, two runs both earned, three walks, and seven strikeouts. Those seven strikeouts, also a new career high. So both pitchers give up some long balls, three homers combined between the two of them. As they also combined to strike out 15 men in the first four innings. First pitch to Sprinkle, swung on and missed. Sprinkle today 0 for 2. Goes golfing there and can't catch up. Martinez on the mound, been used as a long reliever all season long. Former third rounder of the Yankees out of high school in Culver City, California. Has some really good stuff. Is in the top four for strikeouts on the team. And the 0-2 taken just away. Outing number 9 of the year for Martinez. 1-2. Taken for a ball. That one just missed outside and low. Martinez, 2-0, a 4.18 ERA. His last time out, he went two innings and gave up one run in Myrtle Beach. The pitch grounded up the middle. Exposito charges, gathers, fires. And he just indeed got that there in time. As Sprinkle, with excellent speed, just couldn't quite beat that one out. He nearly did. Bang, bang, play at first. One away, top of the fifth.
Now batting for the Cannonballers, Ryan Ramos.
The Green Jackets are 6-2 in games when Martinez pitches on the season. As Ramos, a little bit late there, it's 0-1. The sun has come out behind us, by the way. There's a beautiful sunset directly behind where the cameras can reach here at SRP Park. 0-1 pitch in the dirt, 1-1. One pop foul out of play. Tomorrow and Sunday's games for the Green Jackets will both be at 6:05 p.m. Typically, Sunday games are matinees, but fireworks to follow on Sunday evening for Memorial Day. 1-2, swing and a miss. Underneath the fastball there. Two up, two down.
Now batting for the Cannonballers, first baseman.
Tomorrow, it'll be Paulette going for Annapolis, going up against Samuel Strickland for the Green Jackets. Before Drew McDaniel gets the start on Sunday, going up against Didier Fuentes. Tim Elko chops this one up the middle. Exposito fields on three, hops, sidearms to first for the out. That retires the side. Martinez comes in and gets him 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. And we're all tied up at two. Back in a moment here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
We have a pitching change here as these two teams continue to follow fairly parallel paths as Emerson Talavera is in relief of McDougal. Taking a look at McDougal's final line today, just like with Owen Murphy, a little bit of a mixed bag after going three scoreless innings to start. McDougal, four innings of work, three hits, two runs both earned, two walks, but a career-high eight strikeouts as he exits the game with a slightly higher ERA than he came into it. Now at 3.32, he came in with an 0-1 record at 3.06. So all in all, a very solid outing in those eight strikeouts. Plenty of room for encouragement. As up to the plate is Tyler Collins, who laid down a sacrifice bunt back in inning number two. As this pitch barely makes it to the dirt. It's 2-0. That sacrifice bunt for Collins actually in inning number three. It's Friday. It's been a long week. Sometimes you just lose the ability to count a little bit. 2-0, swing and a miss. Talavera comes into today, a 3.77 ERA. First arm used in the bullpen. Just 20 years of age out of Venezuela. The 2-1, taken outside. 87 miles an hour there. This is appearance number 11 for him on the year. He's gone 14 and a third innings coming into now. And he will miss here to Collins to put him aboard. Collins leads the Green Jackets in stolen bases with 14. He has gone 14 of 17 on the season in terms of stolen base attempts. The Green Jackets had a lot of success against Talavera earlier this year. They saw him for three innings, and they got him for three hits, two runs, a homer, and walked once. They did strike out three times. Francisco Floyd to the plate. David McCabe actually was the one who homered as Collins is going. Swung on and missed. Throw to second is not in time. 15th stolen base of the year for Tyler Collins, moving him back into the top 10 in the Carolina League in that category, and he is now in scoring position.
And that's a stolen base. The Green Jackets stay safe no matter if they're staying at home thanks to Vector Security.
So Floyd at the dish. On deck is Ethan Werkinger, 1-for-2. Collins with excellent speed and no one out could score from second with a single, and he's got a mighty big lead off the second base bag and a big secondary as well, but he'll go back and take his mark. 2-1 the count to Floyd. Floyd struck out in the third. Just three runs batted in on the year. Pickoff there coming to second. It goes off the glove of the second baseman, but Collins did not want to test the shortstop Sanchez there. That one got off of Sprinkle's glove. That pickoff move to second, by the way, for a pitcher is one of the hardest plays to make. Just like a double play to second, for whatever reason, when you as a pitcher have to turn 180 degrees and try for second, not only does it involve timing for you, but it also involves the second baseman or the shortstop coming in from another direction. There's a lot of moving parts there. 2-1. Dropped by Pineda. And I believe taken outside. It's been a wacky game so far. Both of these teams have had almost identical games to this point. And perhaps it's fitting that we're tied up at 2 apiece here in the bottom of the fifth. Beautiful pink clouds now beyond center field. 3-1 pitch in the dirt, not even close. And it is a back-to-back walk here as Floyd works his way aboard. Floyd, by the way, comes into today with a 5-game hit streak.
Yeah, baby!
He's now reached in 6 consecutive games. And the Green Jackets are in business. First and second, no one out. Infield, a double play depth, but the corners come in here. Workinger has not laid down a bunt yet this year. Double steal, the pitch is taken for a strike. The throw down to second, not in time. And both men will come away with successful thefts as Floyd and Collins both advance a base.
That's another stolen base.
Make it number 16 for Tyler Collins.
If we're stealing at home, the Green Jackets always save things to vectors.
As for Francisco Floyd, I believe that is number 7. He is second on the team. These are the two fastest men in terms of time to first. So 0-1 on Workinger. As this pitch misses in the dirt, 1-1. Love the aggressive call by Francisco Diaz, coaching third base tonight, to send both of them, knowing about the speed that he has and knowing that Talavera does not throw more than 88 miles an hour. It's the 8th stolen base for Floyd rather than the 7th. The pitch, line towards short, fielded on the backhand by by Sanchez. He throws to first for the out. It was hit so hard, no chance for either runner to advance. Sprinkle played the first 3 games at shortstop. I apologize to Wilbur Sanchez, because I've gotten that wrong now twice. Again, Friday, long day. One away. So Justin Janis, who walked and scored in the 4th, is now at the plate. Infield comes in with one away. Green Jackets and Cannonballers tied 2-2. First pitch, Janis checks, swings that one foul. I don't think he was intending to actually make any contact there. So the 0-1 breaking ball, that was hittable, and Janis, I think, wishes he could take that one back. It's now 0-2 on the lefty. Talavera looking to put away Janis here and avoid the possibility of an out that could score the go-ahead run. Second and third, 0-2. Line to center, slicing towards left. It's playable for Burke, who will make the catch, but both runners will advance. And the Green Jackets have taken a 3-2 lead on the sacrifice fly by Justin Janis as Collins, who stole a couple of bases, did not have to run as hard to touch home. And it's now 3-2 Augusta. 12th RBI of the year for Justin Janis. And that'll bring up the cannonballer killer, David McCabe. 4 of his 7 home runs on the season have come against Kannapolis. As Patrick Leyland is coming out to get an explanation on something here from the home plate umpire, they will reset the clock. McCabe up to 23 runs batted in, tied for 7th in the league. He's got another one waiting on third base here with 2 away. First pitch, he checked his swing but went around, and it's 0-1. McCabe has now driven in 9 of his 23 runs against Kannapolis. 0-1 in the zone for a strike. Floated up there at 74 miles an hour. And McCabe will call a timeout. So Casanova has driven in 9 of his 20 runs against Kannapolis. McCabe has now driven in 9 of his 23 runs against Kannapolis. And those two have combined for 6 of their 11 homers against this team. 0-2. Driven to right field and deep. Going back is the right fielder. He looks up. There it is! McCabe goes yard again, the first multi-home run game of the season. As the cannonballer killer has struck once more, he doubles the Green Jackets' lead. It is now 5-2 as he rockets his fourth home run in the last 3 days. Mama, there goes that man. Wow. McCabe absolutely on fire.
Now batting Jair Casanova.
Casanova next in the box. It's now 5-2, Green Jackets on top. The first multi-home run game of the season for any Green Jackets player. As this one's fouled off, he now has the most home runs in a series for the Green Jackets this season. He is now into fifth place in the league in runs batted in. Still one home run behind Tim Elko for the league lead, but wow, David McCabe. You can smell the Carolina League Player of the Week Award nomination coming up as this one is going to find a home in right center field. Burke sold out for it and nearly made a tremendous play. But Casanova has now reached an 18 straight games, the longest in the league.
Yeah. Now batting for the Green Jackets shortstop, AJ Esposito.
First pitch here to Exposito, taken for a ball. 0-for-1 is Exposito. The Green Jackets all of a sudden just turning it on. David McCabe came into today with this series hitting .500. He went 6-for-12 with 2 homers and 4 runs batted in. In the first 3 games of this series, that has now improved to 8-for-15. With 4 homers and 8 runs batted in. And an OPS of 1,800. Absolutely absurd. Pitch here gets the zone. It's 2-2. Green Jackets, 5 unanswered runs to take a 5-2 lead. Casanova on first. He's taken second. The pitch is inside. There won't even be a throw as Casanova will come away with a stolen base. Pickoff throw comes to second, trying to catch him napping. It goes off of Casanova's helmet. And time is called here so he can regather himself on the bag. Casanova, still just 19 years of age, and in the month of May, just impeccable. Still hitting over .330, has reached in every game going back to April 28th. Full count here on Exposito with 2 away. And the pitch misses up and away, ball 4. So the Green Jackets have now sent up 7 men to the plate. That's their 3rd walk of the frame. As there are now runners on first and second for Jeremy Celedonio. Pitching visit here. David McCabe becomes the first Green Jackets player to homer twice in a game this season. And there's still plenty of time left. He will definitely get at least one or two more at-bats as he looks to continue his tremendous week of hitting at the plate. Jeremy Celedonio steps into the box. He is looking for a reversal in fortune of his own. Two strikeouts for him today, trying to snap an 0 for 12. First pitch swinging, he pops it up. Could be playable here down the third baseline. Ramos calling for it in foul territory, and he will make the catch to retire the side. But the Green Jackets add on three more runs. Janis, a sacrifice fly, and McCabe is second two-run homer in as many innings. We head to the sixth inning here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert D. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of inning number six, Green Jackets for the first time today have a lead as it is 5-2 Augusta. Nolan Martinez remains on the mound. David McCabe's four runs batted in are the difference right now. The single game high for the Green Jackets in terms of runs batted in, by the way, still belongs to EJ Exposito, who drove in five on opening night. The Green Jackets have yet to have a player drive in more than that since then. They've also yet to have more than 13 hits in a game, which they also recorded during that game. As Jacob Burke, who homered in the fourth, leads it off here and wants to do it again. This one driven deep to left, but it will hang up and get caught a few feet in front of the warning track. Green Jackets sent eight men to the plate in that last inning. And that'll bring up Baldwin, who is 0 for 2. A strikeout and a ground out for Brooks Baldwin. The newest addition to the White Sox top 30 prospects as first pitch in for a strike. Pitch fouled off, 0-2. Good crowd here on this Friday evening. Again, just absolutely perfect weather that we have had this series. 0-2. Driven to left. Hanging up in the air. Workinger sprinting in for it. The shortstop, Exposito, is going to come away and make the catch, running into the Green Jackets bullpen. He had to travel about the length of a football field to track that one down. But in just his sixth game at shortstop this year, he's looking right at home in the position where he played most frequently in college. And now there's two away.
Now batting.
So quickly, two outs. As Pineda, a homer and a single for him tonight, tries to make it 3-for-3. He got the lead for the Cannonballers back in the second inning with a leadoff shot off Owen Murphy. 1-0, pops the mitt for a strike. One-one, just gets to the bottom of the zone. And Pineda, who has spent plenty of time behind the plate today, that one missed by about 4.5 inches. Pineda has spent plenty of time behind the plate today. Could not believe that call. This one misses up high. I had actually turned off the electronic strike zone that I have on one of my laptop pages just because of how inconsistent it's been tonight, and I had to look at that one. It was barely even registering on the page, but such is life. 2-2, grounded off the end of the bat towards the Kannapolis dugout. Two-two, taken to the dirt, 3-2. Catchers often think they know the strike zones best, and of course, they are almost always right. So a full count here with two away. Infield back, swung on and missed, strike three. Martinez will get him chasing on a pitch out of the zone. Second straight 1-2-3 inning for Martinez with two strikeouts for the Californian. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Jackets now up 5-2 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We have a pitching change here as the Green Jackets are on top.
Thanks so much for our sponsors. Back to you in the box.
Coming into the game is number 20, Mason Adams, out of Okeechobee, Florida. And that should be a player the Green Jackets are plenty familiar with after what he did to Augusta back a couple of weeks ago. Drafted in the 13th round out of Jacksonville. Against the Green Jackets earlier this year, he came in relief, pitched four innings, gave up one hit, and struck out nine. I'm going to go back in my scorebook to find the exact game that he appeared in, because I believe there was a point in time where he struck out seven straight batters as Dawson Diamond takes ball one. Now pitching for the ball is Mason Adams. This one finds the zone. I've got it here. It was, by the way, exactly 3 weeks ago today. He came in the sixth inning, struck out the first seven batters that he faced. 1-1 chop down the line at third and bouncing just foul. He struck out seven in a row, got a flyout, gave up two walks and a single to Jair Casanova. And ended up finishing the game with a strikeout in the top of the ninth. Well, the Green Jackets actually won that game 6-5. So he did plenty of damage when these two teams met. And that was his only appearance of the series. He had to go four innings. And he has gone four innings in each of his last three outings, actually. Has been the longest relief pitcher. Has gone between 3 and 5 1/3 innings in all six of his relief efforts. And this one just misses to Diamond. So 2-2 to the catcher. Checked his swing. They appeal. He did not go. Diamond so far today, as we get back to the present in our scorebook. Diamond so far today, a single and a strikeout. He was stranded at third back in inning number 3. And a full count here to begin the frame. Lined up the middle. It's going to get over the head of the second baseman, Sprinkle, into center field. Second single of the day for Dawson Diamond, as he is aboard to begin this sixth inning. And that will bring up Tyler Collins. The second two-hit game of the season for Dawson Diamond. As for some reason, the beginning of O Canada just started to play through our headphones here. Whoops. 0-1 inside and low. Adams in the mid-90s with that fastball. The Atlantic Sun Conference, where Jacksonville is, athletic programs are, has produced some really solid baseball talent the last couple of years, and really going back the last decade. 1-1 slice foul and out of play. The pitch taken high. Most notably, when you think of former Atlantic Sun players, well, you think of Jacob DeGrom, who started as a shortstop at Stetson until 2010. At the same time, another Central Florida native, Chris Sale, at Florida Gulf Coast, was also playing, as Collins goes down swinging here one away. Chris Sale pitched at Florida Gulf Coast. I believe Chris Sale is from either Estero or Okeechobee, one of those areas. I'm going to look it up right now. I'll be frustrated if I get this wrong. He's from Lakeland, Florida. So, again, similar areas. Jacob Barnes, another Florida Gulf Coast alum. Richard Blyer with the Red Sox is yet another one. And Corey Kluber, also with the Red Sox, a former Stetson pitcher. And Daniel Murphy as well. Point is, plenty of talent outside of the Power 5 baseball conferences to be found. And Adams has already struck out one here. Nine-man Floyd up to the plate. Tied him up in knots there with an up-and-in fastball. Diamond led off the inning with a single, and that's where we are right now. 5-2, the score, bottom of the sixth. One-one, cut on and miss. He went around, tried to hold up at the last moment. So Floyd asks for time. He walked in the fifth. He has now reached in six consecutive games. This one in on the outside corner for a called third strike. So Floyd strikes out for the second time today. Adams now up to two strikeouts today. 11 strikeouts of the Green Jackets so far. The Green Jackets actually coming into today. The reason, there are a couple of reasons why the Green Jackets came into today 7-2 against Kannapolis on the year. Kannapolis coming into today had struck out 107 times. The pickoff throw comes over to first, and it's not in time. Kannapolis had struck out 107 times against Augusta. The Green Jackets struck out just 84 times against Kannapolis. So 23 fewer strikeouts for the Green Jackets, and also 11 more walks. The Green Jackets on base percentage as a team was .350, as this one's in for a strike. Kannapolis's was .290, so about an 18% increase. The Green Jackets getting on base at about 18% greater frequency than Kannapolis in this matchup this year. 0-1 in the dirt, taken by Ethan Werkner. One-one, line towards left center field, dropping fast and in for a base hit. Diamond holds up at second. It's the second single of the day for Ethan Werkner. And the Green Jackets have two aboard now with two away. More hits already in this outing, in this one inning, which they've seen Adams, than they mustered in the four frames that Adams dealt 3 weeks ago.
First baseman and a one and only Justin Jennings.
First pitch, Janis misses up and away. Janis is 0 for 1, a double play in the first. He walked in the fourth and drove in a run with a sacrifice fly back in the fifth. Diamond on second, working her on first, neither being held on. The pitch sliced foul into the netting, and it lands in the Green Jackets' dugout. Adams coming into today, 28 strikeouts and 24 and a third innings of work. And a third of those came against the Green Jackets. 1-1. Misses away. No action in the Green Jackets bullpen with this three-run lead. Martinez threw two innings of work, yet to allow a base runner. He'll be back out on the mound in the top of the frame. The pitch sliced foul and out of play. Two aboard, two away. And a 2-2 count. Deuces wild on Justin Janis. Adams delivers. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal at the middle. He did not. One of those swings where the batter's trying to turn out of the way, but he has to keep the wrists from breaking the plane. So a full count means the runners will both be going here. Green Jackets had been batting the breeze against Adams with a couple strikeouts, and then a single by Workinger puts them on at first and second. And time is called by Janis to maybe throw Adams a little bit off balance. Green Jackets up to seven hits. 3-2. Fouled off. And it goes off the top of the netting and skips out over the stadium. Green Jackets, seven hits. They've drawn five walks in this one. They have struck out 10 times. Kanapolis, meanwhile, three hits. They have drawn three walks and also struck out nine times. So the Green Jackets winning the numbers battle so far and also on the scoreboard. 3-2 pitch, fouled off again. Janis doing a good job here of staying alive. As the lefty will reset. Once again, 3-2, fouled off. Janis coming into today, seeing 3.8 pitches per plate appearance, one of the better totals on the Green Jackets. As he awaits the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Again, runners in motion. The pitch taken outside, ball four. The bases are loaded. Janis really earned that walk. And that loads him up for guess who? David McCabe. Two homers in his last two at-bats. Four homers on the series. And that's going to bring a mound visit here, talking strategy perhaps for Blake Hickman. So let's go over what David the Big Maple McCabe has done so far this series. He is 8 for 15. Four home runs in the last three games alone. Two home runs today. He has driven in four of the five for Augusta. It's the first multi-home run game for any Green Jackets player this season. It's also put him in the team lead for home runs and also moved him up to second place in the Carolina League in dingers. And now he's got the bases juiced against a pitcher who has started to labor here in the later part of this inning. Bases loaded. Diamond on third, Workinger on second, Janis on first. The pitch to McCabe, fouled off. A one. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal. He did not. It evens up at 1-1. Last year's Green Jackets leader in home runs was Caden Morton. He had 12. McCabe already two-thirds of the way to that mark, and we're not even in the month of June just yet. The 1-1 to McCabe. Swung on and missed. Chased a fastball up and out of the zone. The most home runs, by the way, for a Green Jackets player this decade, well, that would be Adam Duvall. So certainly a good track record for those who can slug in this ballpark. 1-2 on McCabe. The pitch fouled off. Bases loaded, the 1-2. Breaking ball, got him. And McCabe comes up empty, leaving the bases loaded. But he has done his damage tonight, without a doubt. We head to the seventh inning, Green Jackets up 5-2. We'll keep it here to take in the sounds of the ballpark so I can deal with a scoring issue in the next room. Back in a flash, Green Jackets up 5-2.
Hey fans, let's check out tonight's fans photo of the game presented by CSRA Photography. Tonight's winner, Tiffany Turner. What a great looking photo, Tiffany. Thanks so much for submitting that. Check out some great photography from CSRA Photography, or if you need any pictures taken, contact CSRA Photography. July 21st, we'll be giving away Fisher Strider bobblehead to the first 1,000 fans presented by Bridgestone. You'll not want to miss it. Now batting for the $10 looking glass.
Diamond makes the catch for the first down of the inning. Again, apologies for the lack of commentary there. I'm sure there are some folks out there who are like, thank God this guy has stopped talking. Kannapolis sent in a roster move before the game, and I was able to add it to everywhere, but I did not inform the men in the control, or the people rather, in the control room who control the video board and what people in the stadium are seeing. And I realized that should he come into the game, we would have a bit of a snafu. So I took an educated gamble with the inning break that I could make it back in time. And I almost made it back in time. I was off by about three or four pitches. One away. And now the count's 1-1. Martinez so far has been wonderful on the mound. 7 up and 7 down for him. 5-2 the score. Green Jackets on top. Beautiful breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 1-2. Laureano, a strikeout and a single. The pitch grounded towards first, and it goes underneath the glove of the diving Justin Janis, who nearly was able to knock that one down. Instead, it's the second hit in as many at-bats for Laureano. And that will bring up the nine-man, Wilbur Sanchez, two strikeouts tonight. Pushes a bunt down right to the pitcher, Martinez. To second, there's the one out. They try to throw to first, not in time. Typically with those bunts, you got to put them to either side of the pitcher's mound. That one went almost straight at Martinez, who still did a good job of getting to it to make the play.
Bunt.
So two away. Laureano out at second, Sanchez on at first. The top of the order. Sprinkle, who's 0-3, trying to keep his on-base streak alive. He'll take a strike to begin his at-bat. Sprinkle's had a nice series for himself. He came in hitting well under 200 in the month of May, and already four hits in the series to raise that.
Section 110 will be receiving
a good amount.
Get one coupon for nothing from Nothing Fun Kings.
Green Jackets up 5-2, top of the seventh. Pitch here, taken for a ball. Green Jackets bench asked for that strike, but to no avail. Pickoff throw comes to first. Janis doesn't apply the tag. Wind is picked up here a little bit, going out to right center fields. Already four home runs between the two teams. Runners going, pitch is taken for a ball, and Diamond has the ball pop out of his throwing hand when he tries to get up to his feet. And Diamond will come out to the mound here. For Sanchez, they do give it as a sacrifice bunt, albeit an unsuccessful one. So it doesn't go in the book as an official at-bat. The pitch, line down the line and right, but foul over towards the bullpen of Kannapolis. Count goes full on Sprinkle as that one gets to the backstop. We'll likely see Jason Franks in relief at some point today, depending on how much more Martinez has. Franks warmed up briefly earlier today and also was ready to go yesterday. 3-2. Checked his swing, called strike three on the outside corner. So Martinez ends up stranding a runner at third, and we hit the seventh inning stretch. As always, we'll keep the mics live for the famous take me out to the ballgame. But Martinez goes three innings, does not allow a run. The Green Jackets remain on top 5-2.
Head to the concession stand now for your last call. Last call is presented by Nick Ultra. Hey fans, it's time now for the seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and sing along to the favorite ballpark classics. Take me out to the ballgame. North Augusta Chiropractic offers an affordable, painless, drug-free approach to treating back pain, neck pain, headaches, and car accident injuries. For more information, please contact 803-599-5903 or visit their website at www.northaugustachiropractic.com.
Casanova in to lead it off here. I'll take this one up towards the noggin. Single for him back in the fifth. This one misses high. Checked his swing. It's inside ball four. So Casanova is aboard for the second time today. We do have a pitching change, by the way, after Adams had to deal with two singles and a walk. He did end up striking out the side. He is replaced by Pauly Milta, who comes in for the second time this series.
Shortstop, DJ Esposito.
EJ Exposito down in the count 0-1. Two walks for him today and a pop out. The pitch lined sharply to left, coming in as a left fielder. He slides and makes the play. Good job there by Glass to keep that glove off the grass as well and keep the ball in the webbing as he takes away a hit from Exposito. Casanova back in the fifth. Singled and stole second. We'll see if he's active on the base paths. As Jeremy Celedonio next up. 0 for 3 today, 0 for 11 this series with 9 strikeouts. Looking to break out. And he'll check swing the first pitch. No appeal, he held up. This one grounded towards the hole on the left side. Ramos to second for one to first. Double play. So the Green Jackets will only end up sending up the minimum as the second double play of the game for Augusta eliminates Casanova from the base paths. 5-4-3, and we go to the eighth with the Green Jackets up 5-2. Back out to the mound comes Martinez. Top of the eighth, and we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here in North Augusta, top of inning number 8 with Ryan Ramos at the plate. Martinez on the mound. This one poked towards shallow right center field. Second baseman Floyd backing up, and he will make the catch, avoiding the oncoming Casanova. Ramos 0 for 4. He's now 1 for 12 this series after making a loud out in his first at-bat of the season.
Now batting for the Cannonballers.
It's been slow going for him. For Ramos, who is rehabbing from technically from AAA, but also from AA, we're not sure where he will end up after this series. He is playing here at SRP Park for the first time in 2 years, and many of the names that he played against, as Elko will get his first hit of the day in the center field, many of the names that he played against are now in AA Mississippi in the Braves organization. So it's been a long time since he's faced off with the Green Jackets, to the point where the only player on the current roster who Ramos actually had an at-bat against was Chad Bryant, who started a game back in August of 21 before he missed last season with an injury. But that's neither here nor there. Ramos was retired, and Elko singled, and the first pitch here misses away to Burke, a walk, a homer, and a flyout for him, his first homer of the season. This one misses low and away, 2-0. Jason Franks begins to loosen up. Pitch taken low, and Diamond recovers, and it's 3-0. 3-0, you're down 3 runs, and you've got a runner on first base here with one away. This should be an auto take for Jacob Burke. Bat shouldn't come off his shoulder here, but we'll see if they let him take a hack. And they do, and he fouls it off. Shows how much I know. So now 3-1. Elko not very fleet of foot. Double play very much in order here. The pitch tipped into the mid of Diamond, 3-2. Full count. Elko, a decent-sized leadoff at first. The pitch taken down low, ball 4. And that'll put 2 aboard now and bring the tying run up to the plate. Then the former Brooks Baldwin. So Elko advances now to second as Burke has reached for the third time. 2 walks and a homer for him. Very productive evening. First pitch in the zone for a strike. tomorrow. Samuel Strickland makes his second start of the year at SRP Park. 0-1. Rocketed to center. Collins going back to the warning track. He is waiting in front of the LEDs, and he will make the catch as that ball just stayed in the park, and instead it becomes a loud out number two.
Now batting for the inballers, Luis.
So 2-on, 2-away for Luis Pineda with a homer, a single, and a strikeout. He's got the power to potentially even up this game. Outfield very deep. The left fielder working her on the warning track. And this one's grounded up the middle. Floyd will take it to second base himself. And that will tire the side. Green Jackets, when leading after 7.5 innings, have not lost this season. They are 17-0. They'll try to extend the lead here in the bottom of inning number 8, up 5-2. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets up 5-2 as we head towards the top of inning number 9. We're in the bottom of the 8th. Green Jackets with a chance to extend their lead. We'll see if they keep it a save situation with Jason Franks looking to come in and work inning number 9. Pauly Milto remains on the mound as the Green Jackets were able to work out of something of a jam in the top of the 8th. The ground out ended it with first and second. 7-8-9, Diamond, Collins, Floyd, the three due up in this half inning. Diamond working on a two-hit night, and he'll take the first pitch wide. The pitch taken up high. Been a good night for him. 2 for 3. He has been stranded at third twice, however, yet to score that run today. He's raised his average by 20 points. This one misses high, 3-0. Way up high. And that will put him aboard. Tomorrow night, 6:05 start time. Should the Green Jackets hold on for the win, they would improve to 22-21. It would be their first time over 500 since April 6th. As Collins takes high and wide. Since they were last a winning ball club. 1-0 way upstairs. 6 straight balls here to begin the frame as Pineda will go out to chat to Milto. long mound visit has been concluded after six straight balls began the inning. The pitch is taken up and away. No one up and warming for Kannapolis, by the way. They're going to let Milto continue here. The 3-0 pitch is taken for a strike. So that one finds the zone. And the pitching coach and the manager of the Cannonballers, Patrick Leyland and Blake Hickman, electing not to potentially burn another arm tonight. And the pitch flown to shallow left field. Coming in is Glass, and he calls off the shortstop, Sanchez, to make the catch. One away. Collins 0-2 after that. He had a sacrifice bunt and a walk, also a strikeout. That'll bring up Francisco Floyd, 0-2 with a walk and a run.
Francisco Floyd.
As Floyd takes a ball. Huge swing there from Francisco Floyd. The one homer that he has on the year came in Myrtle Beach 5 weeks ago. Still looking for that second one. Diamond off of first. The 1-1 pitch. Checked his swing, but went around 1-2 on a breaking ball. Green Jackets up 5-2. They have also out-hit Kannapolis 7-5. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Make it the hat trick of strikeouts for Floyd, and there's two away. And that'll bring up Ethan Werkinger, who is 2-for-4 with two singles. Ideally, you'd love to see this inning extend a couple more batters to bring up David McCabe, who has homered twice and driven in four. Find it unlikely that he will get the day off tomorrow or even perhaps for the rest of the series. Werkinger holds up on appeal. Pitch, flown foul. Taking it 2-1. Had the great pleasure of meeting Ethan Werkinger's parents and girlfriend last week in Myrtle Beach. They made the trip out. They spent a week in Augusta and then made the trip to Myrtle. Now back home in California as Werkinger takes ball 3 up and in. Werkinger, the youngest of a number of siblings. I believe the youngest of seven, maybe the youngest of eight. I'll have to double check with him after the game. And he'll ground this one through for a base hit. His third hit of the game is Diamond hit second, thought about third, and he will go back to the bag. Instead, it's another two-out knock for Werkinger. Almost the same situation that happened back in inning number six when Diamond led off with a single and Werkinger singled with two away to bring up Justin Janis. So Janis today, the interesting stat line of two walks and a sacrifice fly with a double play back in the first. So he is technically 0-for-1. This is his fifth time at the plate. And he'll take a ball outside here with David McCabe on deck. Milto looks back, the 1-0. Taken up high, 2-0. No small ball tonight. Although, actually, now that I say that, both teams have laid down bunts. But the majority of the runs in this one coming on home runs. Six of the seven RBIs coming off of long balls. 2-0. Driven to right field and deep. And you can kiss that bomb goodbye. way out of here into the Savannah River. That ball demolished by Justin Janis. Second homer of the year, and that will put this one out of reach. Green Jackets now on top, 8-2. An absolute moonshot. The Green Jackets' third homer of the night, and they are cruising towards win number 22 of the season.
Now batting.
Well, just as we were talking about the home runs in this game, third homer for the Green Jackets tonight, the fifth homer of the game. And the Green Jackets have now hit a Carolina League leading 36 homers on the season. That's four more than the next closest team. 0-1 to McCabe, swung on and missed. It's 0-2. As he calls for time. Second homer of the year for Janis. He was absolutely crushing balls in batting practice today. It's like they always say, you practice like you play. 0-2 fought off. McCabe, two strikeouts to go along with his two homers. But I think you'd pretty comfortably take that trade. And the 0-2 rocketed towards center. Going back is Burke at the track, and he will make the catch a few feet in front of the dirt strip that protects him from the wall. But the Green Jackets might have put the icing on the cake, as we're going to have Jason Franks coming in for the ninth. We're going to keep it here between innings and get you caught up on all the scoring from this game. So that three-run homer by Janis made it 8-2. Kanapolis got the scoring started in the second inning as Pineda hit a solo shot. They doubled their advantage in the top of the fourth with Jacob Burke going yard as he made it 2-0 with a long home run to left center field. The Green Jackets were able to fight back and tie up the game when David McCabe hit his first homer of the night in the bottom of the fourth, driving in Justin Janis. That was his seventh of the year. We were all tied up at two apiece. In the bottom of the fifth, Janis drove home a run on a sacrifice fly to make it 3-2. The next batter was David McCabe, who drove home another homer, his eighth of the season, another two-run shot. And at that point, it was 5-2 Augusta. The two teams went scoreless for the next couple of frames before Janis drove home his second homer of the season and his fourth runs of the game, second, third, and fourth runs of the game. So four RBI games now for Justin Janis and David McCabe. And they are undoubtedly the heroes in this one, as the Green Jackets look set to pick up their season-high third consecutive home win. The Green Jackets' season has some really interesting splits. On the road, after that Myrtle Beach series, the Green Jackets 13-8. And yet at home, they were 8-13. And they had not lost consecutive road games until last road trip. Similarly, they hadn't won more than two straight home games, and barring a dramatic comeback, they are set to make that count and pick up win three in a row. This will mean, by the way, that the Green Jackets will not lose a series in all of May. They're guaranteed at least a split with a win today. They beat Kanapolis 5-1 in the first series of the month. They split with Charleston 3 games apiece. They took 4 of 7 from Myrtle Beach, who, by the way, are on the verge right now of winning their fifth consecutive game. They are crushing Fayetteville, who are separating themselves in a bad way at the bottom of the standings. And should they win tonight, they'd be guaranteed at least a split, up 3-1 in this series, as Franks bounces the first one in. Jason Franks coming into today, making appearance number 11 of the year. second most on the team behind Ellis and Joseph. 1-0. Fouled off. Whip of 2 even. 18 strikeouts, though, in 11 innings of work. That's a strikeout rate good for 7th in the Carolina League. One. Misses up and away. Again, a smaller strike zone than normal tonight for home plate umpire Michael Corbett, but both sides have long been accustomed to that at this point in the game. 2-1 pitch in zone 2-2. Last time out for Franks. He went an inning against Myrtle Beach. Gave up one hit, but struck out 2 as part of an excellent combined bullpen game on last Sunday. 2-2. Ooh, taken just up and away as that one sizzled in at 94. So a full count here. Logan Glass, the man at the plate, 0-2. 3-2 from Franks. Just tipped back to the netting. There's only been one outing this entire season where Franks has not recorded at least one strikeout. He struck out 4 in his last home appearance when he sent down all 6 batters he faced back on May 12th. 3-2. Taken down low, ball 4. As Glass walks for the second time today. Story of the game has been home runs, 2 solo shots for Kannapolis, but 2 2-run homers and a 3-run Johnson for the Green Jackets today. Laureano at the plate with the runner on first. First pitch in for a strike at 93. Green Jackets are running away with the league lead in homers, by the way. Up to 36 on the year. Down East is the next closest with 31. Lynchburg, meanwhile, in last place with 10. 0-1 pitch popped up. Shallow center field. Both the shortstop and second baseman are there. Exposito has priority, and he makes the catch for the first out in the ninth. In the last 15 days, the Green Jackets now have 15 home runs. And in the month of May, they have now hit 26 in 22 games. Not a big math guy, but even I can tell you that's more than one long ball a game. And typically things are going to go well for you if you are putting one over the fence each night. Swing and a miss here from Sanchez as he looks to make his way aboard for the first time. 2 strikeouts and a sacrifice bunt for him tonight in the bottom of the order. On Jack Jordan Sprinkle, also 0-4. 0-1 pitch. Grounded off the end of the bat. Could be 2. To second for 1. Floyd to first. Not in time. Nearly a game-ending double play. Instead, it will become just the force out at second as Glass is retired on that 6-4 put out, and Sanchez takes over at first. So 2 away now for Jordan Sprinkle. Green Jackets cruising to victory here. 8 unanswered runs. 2 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th, and 3 in the 8th. It will mark the 4th consecutive game where the team that scored first has lost. It will mark the 3rd consecutive game where the Green Jackets have come from behind to win. As Sanchez takes second, he will not get credited with a stolen base there. It should be defensive indifference. We'll see if the official scorers agree with me or not. They typically do. Sprinkle 0-4. Takes a fastball in for a strike. When Franks is in a groove, it is really pretty to watch. His fastball has that beautiful tunnel action where it just zips up to the plate. And like he did in his last home outing, he's had that air about him tonight. This pitch fouled off, and Sprinkle down to his final strike. Runner on second with 2 away, and it is indeed, by the way, defensive indifference for Sanchez. I love playing that little guessing game, by the way, of what will the official scorers choose from 2 rooms away. 1-2 pitch. taken up high at 95. Tomorrow, Samuel Strickland gets the ball for the Green Jackets. The lefty makes his third start of the year with Augusta. He will be going up against Peyton Paulette, second rounder out of Arkansas. 2-2. Taken for a called strike three. Frank guns him down and retires the side in the ninth without allowing a run. The Green Jackets, for the first time in 50 days, improved to one game over 500. And the way they've been playing this month, they are certainly a winning ball club, and they're putting it all together and making a run at the right time. The winning pitcher in this one, Nolan Martinez. He improves to 3-0, and that brings us to our Easy Go post-game show. The Green Jackets run riot here tonight, 8-2 the final. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Augusta, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Kannapolis. The Green Jackets are now just a game and a half, rather just a half game behind Kannapolis to potentially overtake them in the standings. As Martinez goes to 3-0, Talavera, who pitched the fifth, falls to 0-1 after allowing 3 runs in just his one inning of work. Our IT guy of the game, well, it has to be David McCabe. 2 homers, he drives in 4, although Justin Janis also drives in 4 runs, as he becomes the first Green Jackets player this year to record 2 home runs in a game. He improves to 8 homers on the year and is our IT guy of the game. Our play of the game will be both of his home runs back-to-back, just for the sake of brevity. We'll see you tomorrow, where the Green Jackets will look to match their longest winning streak of the year. Can they pick up a fourth? There's only one place to find out, and it's here on Bally Live and the Green Jackets Radio Network. So long, farewell, and enjoy your long weekend.